All right, 8:45. It is a slow go out there this morning. It's not a ton of snow. We've got an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches in some spots, but it's just enough to really slow everybody down. Numerous accidents, especially along I-94, so be careful out there. We'll have that cleared up probably by this afternoon because the snow should be ending by then. Tomorrow should be a much better drive for your trip up to Alexander Fine Jewelers, where Business After 5 will be held. Blue Water Chamber does this every month, and Danielle Warren's here to tell us all about it. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is really clever, by the way. Jim Langhoff came up with this idea a few years ago to have Business After 5 at his place the week before the Valentine's Day. What a great idea.
It really is, and it's the perfect time for anyone, really, to go. And they always have specials and giveaways, and he really knows his market. And we always try to come up with a theme of, you know, famous couples or some sort of Valentine's theme so people can kind of network. But Alexander's really, truly does capitalize for this After Five.
Sure. Why not? You do this every month. It's the second Thursday of the month, and where people might get a little confused. They say, wait a minute, is this really the second Thursday? Well, the first was the first Thursday, so there you go. Tell us a little bit more about the Business After Five gatherings.
Well, it's a place for the local businesses that are looking to expand their business to get together and meet and connect with the people that they don't necessarily know or know how to connect with. We always try to give a shout out to the new members that are there or the people that have attended for the first time. And then the sponsors get a few minutes to talk. So this week we'll have Alexander's, and then Hungry Howie's is our food sponsor. So we'll have a couple of minutes to, you know, if you want to order some pizza for your Valentine, he'll probably have some specials for you. But it's really just a chance for them to mingle amongst each other without having the pressure of making a sale.
You mentioned new members, and there's no shortage of new members, whether it's new businesses or long-established businesses that just never got around to joining the chamber.
Yep, and actually this past year was one of the best years that we've had. I believe our new member growth was about 25%. We're at roughly 540 members, which is an all-time high. The goal this past year was 510, and we obviously exceeded that goal, and we hope to be at least at 600 by the end of the year. But our long-term goal, and I don't think long-term really means too long for us, but would be 800 members. And they're out there. They just need to know that the chamber's there and what we do and really understand the benefits that come with being a chamber member. And there are so many of them that you just have to choose one, and you can pretty much benefit and get your money back.
Yeah, it's about networking, getting to know other businesses and organizations in the area. And not just businesses, but you've got nonprofit agencies, churches, all kinds of different organizations.
Yeah, we really have many different facets to the chamber as far as who is involved. And, you know, it's plumbing and it's heating and it's printing and the home-based businesses and financial planning, banks, all of those different types of organizations and businesses that are involved, and each one of them gives and needs something different from the chamber. We need them just as much as they need us, and we really try to encompass all of them together and show them what we have.
And chamber members support chamber members, and one way to do that is to go to Business After 5, Alexander Fine Jewelers, tomorrow from 5 until 7. I'm sure you're going to get a great turnout, and a lot of people maybe take some bling away with them.
They usually do.
All right. Danielle, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.